Masechet Menachot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. In this Perek, we'll talk about the Korban Todah. The Korban Todah was a Shelamim offering that was brought to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a person being saved in a dangerous situation. With the animal that they would bring, they also would bring 40 loaves of bread, 4 different types, 10 each. The animal would be burned on the Mizbeach, the Imurin, and the meat would be given to the owner. The breast and the right back thigh would be given to the Kohanim. The 4 types of loaves that were brought, 10 of each we said, one of them was Hametz and the 3 others were Matzah. The Matzah were Halot, Rekikin, and Revucha. Halot are made by mixing oil into the dough before it's baked. Rekikin, which are like wafers, are made from flour and water, and then oil is smeared on them after they're baked, and revucha is made by a person taking dough and pouring boiling water on top of it, and then putting it quickly into an oven, and then frying it in oil afterwards. The halot of hametz are made with no oil whatsoever. One of each type of the 40 loaves is given to the Kohanim, who are serving in the Beit HaMikdash at that moment. The rest go to the owner and could be eaten by any person. The meat of the Korban and the loaves are only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim by somebody who is pure. So we'll focus on that in this perek. As we mentioned, the amount of flour that was used for the 40 loaves is 2 ephah. Whenever the Torah gives measurements, it gives them in terms of at the time of Sinai, at the time of Ma'amad Har Sinai, and they're called Midot Midbariot, the measures of the desert. After Bnei Yisrael settled in Eretz Yisrael, the measurements and how they looked at things changed, and whatever they called a certain thing earlier on in time, actually they increased in value. They were enlarged by 1/5. So those new measures, which were now just increased on whatever they would call them earlier, are called Midot Yerushalmiyot, Jerusalem measures. Even though the measurement of what we call things may have changed, what doesn't change is the amount of flour that's used for the offering for the Korban. The same amount that was used in the time of the Midbar was used in the time of the Jewish people being settled in Eretz Yisrael. Just the name of what they used or how much they would look at it, that changed. So bottom line, the way we look at it is the new measure minus 1/6 is what they would offer. That becomes the same measurement as it was in the Midbar. So we'll talk about the amount of flour used for the loaves of the Korban Todah in terms of the measurements. Mishnah says, HaTodah hayetaba hamesh se'in Yerushalmiyot. The loaves of Todah would be made from flour that was 5 se'ah from Jerusalem, Shehen Shesh Mibarilot, which is 6 se'ah of the desert. As the Mishnah is explained to us, an ephah is 3 se'ah. So 2 ephah is 6 se'ah. In Yerushalayim, a se'ah is 1/5 larger than it was in the desert. So therefore, 5 se'ah of Jerusalem equals 6 se'ah of the Midbar. Now we'll talk about the size of each loaf, and we'll talk about them using the measurements of the Midbar. Shete efot ha'efah shalosh se'in. The se'ah that we're talking about of the desert, the 6, they equal 2 efah of the desert, because each efah has 3 se'ah. Esrim isaron. 2 efah have 20 isaron of flour, because an isaron is 1/10 of an efah. So you have 10 isaron, that equals 1 efah. So the 2 efah over here are 20 isaron. Asara la hametz ve asara la matzah. Of the 20 isaron that we have, 10 of it was used for the hametz loaves and 10 for the matzah loaves. The half the flour that's used for the hametz loaves is taking up more flour per loaf, because out of the 40 loaves that were given as the Korban Todah, only 10 of them were hametz and the other 30 were matzah. So each hametz loaf has 3 times as much flour as each matzah loaf. Asara lehametz, isaron hala. So a total of 10 isaron of flour was used for the 10 hametz loaves, and that comes out basically to an isaron per loaf.
the asara lematzah, and a total of 10 yisaron of flour was used for the 30 matzah loaves. Ube matzah shelosha minin halot urkikin urvucha. The matzah loaves were made of three types. There were halot, there were rekikin and revucha, 10 loaves of each one of them. Nimseu shelosha esronot ushlish lechol min. So it comes out that 3 1/3 yisaron of flour were used for each type of matzah. Shalosh halot li yisaron, which turns into 3 matzah loaves per yisaron. So basically the 3 times less amount of flour was used for all of the matzah loaves. Now we'll talk about everything using the measurements of Yerushalayim. Be'minda Yerushalmit hayu sheloshim kava. The 5 se'ah of flour that we have, according to the measurements of Yerushalayim, were equal to 30 kav. Since each se'ah has 6 kav, and here you're talking about 5 times 6, so you end up with a total of 30 kav. Hamisha asad lehametz v'hamisha asad lematzah. 15 of the kav were used for hametz and 15 for the matzah. Same thing as before, just different numbers being used now because we're using Jerusalem measurements. Hamisha asad lehametz kav v'hatzi lehala. 15 kav were used for the 10 hametz loaves, which turns into a kav and a half per loaf. V'hamisha asad lematzah. And 15 kav were used for the 30 matzah loaves. V'hamatzah shelosha minin halot urkikim urvucha. The matzah loaves were 3 types, the halot, the kikin, and revucha, 10 loaves of each one. Nimseu hameshet kabin the komin. Therefore, it comes out that 5 kav of flour, you have 15 left over. So 15 divided by 3 is 5 each. So 5 kav of flour was used for each type of matzah. Shete halot lekav. That ends up with 2 matzah loaves per kav.